You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now, Don, just I'm very happy for you to take over the sports section, but I want to ask a genuine question before I commence. Well, not before I commence, just before you go ahead. I didn't see this, so you probably shouldn't speak about things you didn't witness. But someone told me, and you can be in on this rocket too, during the Geelong and North Melbourne game, which Geelong, I think, were actually behind at half time or might be about equal with North Melbourne. At the commencement of the third quarter, 7 minutes, I'm just taking this person's word for it, 7 minutes into the third quarter, the coach or the people running the interchange bench removed off the ground Patrick Dangerfield, Freudian slip, Dangerfield and
Dangerfield injured his ankle.
Dangerfield and Selwood. They took it. Took him off the ground. Both of them off the ground. 7 minutes into the third quarter. Rocket now has said that Dangerfield injured his ankle. I was told that they took them off the ground because that was the time they were meant to come off, even though the game was in the balance then. Why would you do that?
No, Dangerfield is going to be out for a few weeks.
And he turned his ankle in the first part of the third quarter, did he?
Yeah, that was about the time when he came. Yep.
Okay, there you are. That's why he was taken off.
I don't know about Selwood.
Also interesting, one of the Geelong players, when interviewed this week, they're allowed to use a little bit of creative flair in their game. So maybe we see a style of play. Geelong have been trying to, you know, hit the full forward or the forward with the lace up, going very short and slow and methodically into their forward line. Now they're going to try and introduce a bit of flair. It'll be interesting to see how they perform.
What'll be interesting too, Don, is when they bring Jeremy Cameron
back. I'm waiting for that myself. I'm waiting for that myself.
When they bring him back into the side or put him in the side, will they kick the ball immediately and quickly down to the two tallest men probably playing for Geelong and probably in the competition? Will they send it down to Hawkins and Cameron quickly, or will they still fiddle around up the back half?
Well, Geelong really have got to win the premiership this year because they went out and recruited a lot of experienced players, nothing with regard to youth. And so if they don't do something this year, I think the chance might have passed them by.
We should have
after last year's defeat in the grand final.
I wonder if Robbie and Jerry on, what are they on, 60?
360.
Robbie and Jerry, they might have had an opinion about those two boys being taken off the ground. Is that sensible to do that when your side is just struggling?
If one can't walk on his ankle.
Yes, if one's injured, yes.
That's fair.
Fair enough. I'll check with my source and say, why didn't you say he was injured?
Because I was. Related to the source?
Hmm?
Were you related to the source?
Sort of. Anyhow, so Don.
I thought it was a little strange they had the AFLW or whatever they call themselves, the Women's League's award last night. I thought there was something strange about it.
Women.
I thought they were promoting, even in the Sun this morning, I think it was yesterday, they were promoting the sexual aspect of it. The girls, you know, in
bit
dress,
of glamour.
The glamour.
We do that with the men's one as well.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, they.
It's all about the dolls that are on the arms.
That's right. No, it's all about the women, you know, exploiting women. But we're all meant to be equal and gender neutral, and we're not exploiting women and how they look. I couldn't agree with you more, Don. They are so hypocritical.
It's not what he said.
Yes,
it is. Beg your pardon?
You said that they were exploiting the sexual.
Well, that's what I thought. There was something strange about the whole thing, and I don't understand. You go a lot, you know, it's an award ceremony, and
people
the accent
up,
is on he's on who's going to win these awards or whatever else. Yet the photographs that were taken were of an exploitive nature. The girls in long dresses, yes, and their cleavage showing, and splits up the front of the dress.
That's what they chose to wear. What's wrong with that?
They look good. Because when the one minute they say don't exploit women and make an exhibition of them and just show that they're sexually explicit and giving them credence for that, they're just... Just treat them the same.
Yeah. So we get the girls to wear top to toe.
You don't highlight it.
You're missing the point. Oh, yes. We love it. We think it's fantastic that they show the femininity of women. But the push in the modern world now, as you know, this woke society, is don't show the femininity of women. And yet they keep lecturing us about it. And the next minute they have the front page full of women showing the glamour of them. Don't you understand that?
I don't think it's quite what you're
saying. It's like the Miss Australia and the Miss World connotation. Contest.
Why would I think about it? The shot yesterday, I think it was a girl wearing she was in a yellow dress and the wind happened.
Good on them. It's fantastic.
You know, just get the side of it. It was split up the front and it just blew and showed a little bit more leg. And I'm thinking, this is not what it's all about. It's a football award. The accent shouldn't be on what you're going to wear to these awards.
Oh, I see. You didn't want to see women exploited for their figures and looks, Donald. You didn't want that. You just wanted to know who got the most kicks and the most hand passes in the game. I think it's fantastic that we show the femininity of people who...
It's a very confused argument, this.
Yeah, well, so who won the award anyhow for the best dress?
For the best dress?
Yeah, not the one who I can give a stuff who won the best player. Who won the best dress? Split up the
no
side.
No award.
No award?
No.
Well, who won the, what was the awards about then?
No, there was. We had a dual winners.
Yeah, that's right. But she's talking about best dressed.
That was an aside, Don. Who won the actual proper award?
It was a tied.
Tied between who, Don?
Collingwood.
His pen's just rolled.
Brianna Davey.
Yeah.
Brianna Davey.
And
she was the outright favourite.
Yes, and who else?
Come on from interstate.
Yeah, the girl from.
The girl from
Fremantle, I think.
Yeah, person.
What's her name? We should know, shouldn't we?
So the girl from.
It's really being posh, this competition, isn't it?
What is it?
Gillon McLaughlin was there reading the votes.
Was he?
Take off of the brown.
Shouldn't Nicole Livingston do that?
Well, that's a question. Yeah, very questionable.
She's the CEO of the league.
Gillon, he'd be being woke, you know, inclusion, diversity, equity, all that crap. Yeah, he couldn't. Yeah.
And the Anzac Parade, have we got any further news on what they're doing with regard to the crowd at the MCG on
tomorrow?
If they've all been vaccinated, maybe 100,000 can go.
Okay, well, why have the soldiers who fought in the first and second, third and... Not Vietnam War, and whatever else, other wars, why aren't they allowed to march on Anzac Day? Isn't there an argument or a contradiction there? They're limiting the numbers of marches, yet they're trying to get 100,000 to the MCG.
Yeah, to Rocket's point, if you've been vaccinated, oh no, you're through the semis without dropping a set. He said, you know, it's only 70% chance of not dying if you're over 50.
We always knew that.
Eh?
We always knew that it wasn't
100%. The vaccine is almost a furphy, almost a hoax. If it doesn't stop you from getting the virus or the COVID, why bring it onto the market?
I'm sure once everybody's vaccinated, things will be a lot better than they are now.
Did you think that there was a cartoon?
Just a sweeping statement. Mm. Yeah, go on, Don, what?
Well, there was a cartoon that appeared in the Son, I think it was yesterday, Mark Knight, Dustin Martin and his father, with regard to the bubble. His father was in a bubble, you know, the New Zealand thing he's able to come across. I feel for Dustin Martin. I think, why should they be constantly bringing up Dustin Martin and his father?
Well, to be fair, Dustin also brings it up because he wants his old man to come across and watch him in a grand final.
Well, I haven't seen it done for a long time. He has mentioned it in the past.
I did see it recently somewhere.
Well, he was banned, wasn't he?
He's still banned.
Mr. Dutton.
Yeah, he's not allowed. He's
been deported.
Yes, and he's...
I ought to think there should be a little bit of taste and decorum, and I don't think, you know, I feel for Dustin Martin.
Yeah, so what taste and decorum about what, Don?
Well, it was a cartoon. Why should it be brought up all the time about he and his father?
Oh, well, the Rocket says that Dustin brings it up.
I read an article recently. He did, like, for one of those, I think it was Stellar magazine or one of those types, and he talked about how much he wants his dad to be able to see him at least one, you know, premiership win.
Yeah, but they're making a mockery. By doing a cartoon, it's a mockery.
I reckon they're making a mockery of the situation. Just let him come over and watch. I haven't seen the cartoon.
He's not allowed to come in.
He's not allowed. He's been deported, but just let it go. I reckon let the issue. We know it's there. And if they want to work,
you think it's provocative, Don?
Well, making a cartoon, I think.
Oh yeah, far be it from the papers to try and be provocative.
He looks like Frank Thring today, doesn't he?
Frank Thring.
Do you remember Frank Thring?
I interviewed Frank.
You look like him today with your beret.
Did you?
I interviewed Frank Thring, when I was doing those things for the Herald Sun, and it never got published because he died, and I left the Herald Sun to go and be on the footy show or something. And I had a fantastic interview. Roland Rocchicelli organised it for me. I went around to Frank's flat in Turek, and he was, "Hello, dear boy." Now, Frank, yes, oh, indeed, on my word. I said to Frank, now, Frank, you used to get on the tram with all the Melbourne schoolboys on their way to school in the morning. Oh, yes, I did, indeed. He said it was a very good tram ride. I used to love it. Oh, my word, yes.
Frank was Caesar, wasn't he?
He was in Ben-Hur.
Was he Caesar?
I don't think he was Caesar. And he said, oh, Charlton. I asked him about Charlton Heston and that. He said, oh, a very good-looking man. Oh, my word, he was. Yes, indeed. He said, oh, no, he had me on tenterhooks most of the shooting. I said, you get anywhere there with him, Frank? Oh, no, I did not. I'll bring the interview in. And he said, he married a woman. I said, why did you get married, Frank, seeing as you're...
Frank got married?
Frank married a woman.
They all did.
Really?
I said, why did you marry her, Frank? He said, well, seemed like a good idea for my career's sake. No, he was... I'll bring it in.
A beard.
Hey?
A beard.
He didn't have a beard.
A beard.
What's he laughing at? What are you?
Beard is what they call a woman, right? Mm. Back in the day, that used to conceal your sexuality.
Yeah.
So just, if you had,
it was a handbag, it was like a prop. Mask. Now, Don, this is a much. Now, have a listen to this. You've heard of World Series cricket? Well, it's about to happen in Europe. Did you know this? That AC Milan, Atletico de Madrid, Barcelona, Internacional Milano and Real Madrid and Juventus are going to combine those six sides, European sides, with these sides in England. Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester United, Tottenham Hotspurs and Manchester City to create a Super League, a European Super League.
You left the Italian teams out.
No, I didn't.
Oh, did you?
I said AC Milan.
Oh, yeah.
Atletico de Madrid, Barcelona, Internacional
Spanish teams,
Milano.
Mate. Yeah, okay. Where's Juventus? Juventus isn't there?
Juventus is there.
All right. I read it out. Okay.
They are going to have a 12-team Super League.
15.
Well, it says six from each.
News flash.
15.
News flash. I think you'll find that all English soccer teams have pulled out of the Super League. But you can still ask the questions as a hypothetical. Just received the text.
So they were going to do a Kerry Packer. They were going to do a World Series cricket thing.
Well, yes.
And the Royals got involved. I can't remember which of the Royals.
Will.
And my point about it is, it's all right for the World Series cricket because people could still go to the cricket and watch the best cricketers. But if you were a fan of all the English Premier League sides and all the second division and third division, you were suddenly ostracised out of the game from watching your side play. And that would have ruined and completely disrupted the whole of the theme of what English soccer and European soccer is about.
Aren't there two different motives here? I thought that when Packer took over, part of it was that the players weren't being adequately rewarded, the Australian cricketers. The Australian Cricket Board was receiving a lot of the money and the players wasn't being passed on to the players. I thought that was part of the reason why he set up World Series Cricket, as well as he'd put it on TV and whatever else.
Yep.
And but this is being done for another reason, big business.
This is for the clubs to benefit.
Well, there's big business being involved. I think there's billions involved, and I think it's more for the clubs to benefit.
Yeah, that's right, as an organisation.
But then again, when his lordship comes back, I'd like to pose the question.
Well, hang on, his lordship's just opening the door for someone.
All right, well, let's pause. Hang on, we'll be back. Righto, we're back. Sam, state this more seriously.
Just to be clear, the thing that you disputed about the 12 soccer clubs in Europe and England creating a Super League, you said, there's 15 and there's five others going to... It's all been cancelled.
So you got on the internet and found out, did you?
No, I didn't.
You told me.
I was just recapping, and I think Royal Influence stepped in and said,
Can I ask you a hypothetical question?
I know what it means. You don't have to repeat it.
Now, in your day, say this happened in our time as AFL footballers.
Yes, Don.
Did you play?
Would you, if approached, play in a Super League, or would you continue playing for Geelong? Now, the carrot would be that you'd earn a lot more money in the Super League than you did from Geelong.
Yes.
Where would your allegiance lie?
It would lie with my bank manager. No, Don. My allegiance would lie with Geelong.
Rubbish.
Right, it wouldn't lie with Geelong. It would lie with what's my answer, Rocket?
Rubbish,
mate. You would jump.
Hang on, Rocket's answering for me.
For the Kanga in a heartbeat.
Well, you didn't let me finish. I said my allegiance would lie with Geelong, but I would like to know if the ramifications of me not going on with the Super League would be with Geelong, and would they match any significant amount?
Not an allegiance at all. That's a bargaining chip. So
he did this with Richmond. Did you know that?
No, tell us about it.
Tell us.
He
this.
Was off to Richmond at one stage.
Yeah, go on.
And Richmond were very interesting. It was the height of his career. And anyway, the director came down. No, the director came up from. You were citing the fact of traveling from Melbourne to Geelong, twice a week to train, or three times a week to train, plus play a game. And didn't the director come up to see you to try and convince you otherwise? And he drove from Geelong up to see you in Melbourne. He said, "Jesus, this is a long way."
Out to Donvale.
He said, "This is a long way to drive."
Shit, this is a long way. I said, "Mate, that's exactly why I'm trying to not for any reason I'm dissatisfied with Geelong. That's the reason I'm trying to actually move to play for Richmond, because I live at Donvale." He said, "Christ, it's taken 3 hours to get here." I said,
"Why
I do
would
that.
You have lived in Donvale? Why did we you live here?
Well, oh, why
sorry,
not?
Why did I live in
no,
Donvale?"
No, that's a fair question. Why wouldn't, if you're committed to Geelong, why wouldn't you live
he
closer
was living
to Geelong?
In Glen Waverley before that.
What do it say? Say that a question.
If
again.
your primary place of work was Geelong, okay, that's what you were doing for a quick.
No, he wasn't. He was working in Melbourne.
Yes, I swear.
Doing what? You're a travelling salesman.
Yeah, they had a big warehouse with goods and everything. They had a big setup in
Hawthorne. We ran a business.
It wasn't Mickey Mouse.
It wasn't Mickey Mouse. No, we ran a business out of Hawthorne.
This is the hair-tipping business.
Yeah, and I'm sorry for not buying a property closer to where Geelong played. I'm sorry about that, but I was married at the time, and there were two people involved in that decision.
But you used it very – you used that – Richmond thing very well, didn't you? You finished up being the highest paid player in the AFL after that.
What'd you earn?
Oh, he earned. I thought I was doing. I thought I was doing well. He was doing exceptionally
well. Come on, it doesn't matter now. They'll sound like ridiculous numbers now. What were they?
No, that was 78, 79, and 80.
Okay, well, okay. Righto, do you want to disclose your hand?
Yes.
I'll come out first.
Yeah,
I thought I was doing really, really well.
These are the years of 78, 79 and 80.
Yes. And I was approached by other clubs and they couldn't match the offer the money I was getting from Hawthorn.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting $45,000. Ask him.
Ruth.
Ask him what he was getting.
I know what he was getting.
Well, come on.
You tell me what you reckon and I'll tell you whether you're right.
I reckon he was on 70 to 80.
Ding, 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 ding.
What's ding, ding, ding mean?
Typically it means you're correct.
70 to 80.
You got 70 grand.
That is that. He was so far in front of anyone else playing AFL football in those days.
Probably because I was excellent.
I choked. You were rooted at
and
that
incidentally,
stage.
Did I get into the best ruckman that's ever played the game on that show that they... What was the show? The Sunday
footy
show?
You were quite that. Oh, you no, were quite that to today.
They didn't put you in... You weren't even on the nominations list.
Oh, gee, was
he would have been on over 2 to 3 million.
What?
In today's language.
Hang
if
on,
you
I'm looking up.
What properties cost and cost of living and all of that, you take that into account. Astronomical.
So the average wage, right?
Sorry?
Oh, no, hang on. I'm trying to get out. What was the average wage? Well,
while the Rockets no, looking at up, do sport.
Just, so yeah. The average wage in 1978 was... oh, it's in America, folks.
Oh, don't well, worry about it.
13,000.
Okay, don't.
Go on.
Now, listen, we were having lunch the other day, Tony Jewell and I, after work, and they've got a dirt
bike. It's the only
bike.
Friend you've got, isn't
I
it?
Know it is, and we work together. So we were
so
in
you're paying
Boundary
to be
Road.
Mate.
Boundary Road.
You're paying to be your mate.
Will you shut up? We were in Boundary Road, Dramana, and there is an off-road bike shop there, and being school holidays, all the kids were down on their dirt bikes or off-road bikes. Anyway, this chap came past who owns the bike shop there, and he had an off-road bike. He said this, when we struck up a conversation, this is top of the range. We asked him, what's top of the range? How much do you think an off-road bike...
Pushy?
Is, yes, push bike.
Oh, push
is,
bike.
Yeah, push yeah. bike. Off-road push bike is worth.
$3,500.
No, I'm...
Keep going.
I reckon 30 grand.
No.
The bike's...
Yeah, well, you're halfway. This one was an aqua colour. He said it's $15,000.
Right. And you no electric element at all to it?
No.
Nothing. No power, no nothing.
No, it's a push bike.
Yeah, well, push bike's now electric
you
as well.
If you go down to a bike store now, the bikes that you see, the blokes riding around, the top bikes made out of Kevlar and they're
hydraulic,
worth 30 and 35
springs and brakes.
They're worth 30 or 35 grand, and the great problem with them is you can never get off them. You have to tether them to your body when you're going to have a coffee because people wait for you to get off them. They do, and then
knock
just pinch
them.
$7,600 per year was the Australian average wage when Sam was getting 70 grand to play
yeah.
footy.
Yeah.
And it was meant to be, and they reckon they're better off now. They're not.
He was, I'm telling you, we were well
You're
looked
a
after.
Thief.
We were
what?
Well looked
You're
after.
You're a thief.
It's supply and demand. If you want the best, you've got to pay for it. now, Don, those
So
bikes,
what happened to you then? You know, you're selling everything off at a loss?
Yeah, I know, I'm threadbare.
He's not a fool. Hey, listen,
Thank
I know
you,
you don't watch the football, but have you ever stopped and considered Essendon and Carlton's plight? I think they're still reeling from salary cap breaches. When the AFL put on that
thing?
Not the drugs, the draft. They weren't allowed draft
choices
for, what, 2 years?
Yes, that's from Carlton. That's a hangover from Jack Elliott.
And Essendon also breached, didn't they?
Yep.
Well,
yes, and they were. There was an embargo put upon them as well. And it's years down the track, and they just have not recovered, I believe, from that.
Essendon haven't, in my opinion, recovered from the drugs scandal.
Well, I suppose they had a lot of players put out this. That could be a point too, but Carlton is exactly the same boat.
But it's also just become a bit of a dreary place now, hasn't it? The whole...
What?
Well, Essendon was a superpower, and now they've just become this also-ran like the rest of them.
Well, you have cycles,
Anyway,
I just looked for a reason. I thought it was just coincidental that both of these clubs suffered in the draft and they just couldn't get decent players for a couple of years, and consequently they've just gone backwards and they're trying and trying very hard to get back up there.
So I think we'd played two games and you nominated the two sides on top of the ladder were going to play off in the Premiership.
I said there was an indication.
Don did.
He didn't get. I'm the one pumping the dogs up. He's been giving us nothing. He's been talking about the ruckman from Brisbane.
Okay, so when after two games and the Western Bulldogs or Footscray were top of the ladder in Melbourne, you said we're in, we're going to play in the grand final.
Can I have your grand final tickets?
Yeah.
Or can you take me?
That's right.
However it works.
So go on, Don. So you think that they haven't recovered?
I watched that the other day. I've said it in the past about the hypocritical nature of the AFL. You know, they're going hard on De Goey and Howe about their mobile phone. Now, you look at the vision of that, and I reckon De Goey was quite innocent. He wasn't going to go back on the ground. He was injured.
He can't give any information at that point that you can't see for yourself, can he?
Sorry?
So the point of that is they're worried about sports betting, okay? So that if he's revealing information to gambling people, right? To people, yeah, okay. There's nothing he can – there's no information he can give them that I can't see for myself by watching the coverage. I think it's rubbish.
So you can't be a little bit pregnant. I think it's ridiculous, mind you, but I'm just being the devil's advocate. You can't be a little bit pregnant. You either can use the phone or you can't.
So I had no clue that there was I didn't know that there was any issue with phones. I thought everyone could use – I didn't know that this is the first I knew of it, that only 10 people can have a phone.
But it's also hypocritical too that you know, they receive money from betting agencies and you bet on AFL football, you know, and – officials and players, I understand, are not allowed to bet. But, God, there's hypocrisy when the AFL are taking money for the fact that they're betting on our
game. Well, at least that's something that's traceable too. Like, it's not as though they can't check your phone to see who you called. I mean, what's the big deal?
Very interesting sports topics these. Don, got anything else? Go on, you scribbled that out. What's next? Sport.
You're a smart.
Well, I've got nothing.
Come on, Donald.
Come on,
Don.
Give us something. You're always whinging about you don't get a chance, and you're saying, be quiet, shut up. Well, go on.
Does it come under sport, but isn't it good that...
Speak into the fucking mic.
Well, it's just in front of my face. Isn't it good that Jeff Kennett can now concentrate on being president of Hawthorn?
Why so? Please explain.
Well, he was going to divide his time between the Liberal Party... Victorian Liberal Party.
So you think it's good that he can devote himself to Hawthorn?
Well, he's doing one job, isn't he?
Do you think that's good, Don?
Since when, does a president have to do one job? All presidents have got a distraction.
Mm.
They're not the CEO.
I'm just saying, isn't it?
Geez, you love getting annoying, don't you? You never, ever forget.
You're chipping away, Don. Why don't you
Hey, you forget about what was spoken about last week, but you'll never forget a grudge, will you?
Why don't you be inclusive and just be magnanimous, Don? You both wear the brown and gold.
He had the audacity to offer you a life membership. Legend status.
No, you...
Speak into the... You're speaking out. It's like one of those things when you've got smokers.
Because you wanted to do it in a closed room. And he wanted to do it publicly, so you hate him.
Listen, little Sir Echo. You don't know what you're talking about.
All right, well, now it's finally...
What?
No, questions. I'm sorry.
Why don't you just come
finish
out
off with a quiz question?
Well, I knew
it's
what
a mime
was,
show,
Don,
Marcel Marseille.
I knew what he was doing.
You wouldn't have had a clue.
I
Marcel
looked over and saw the box.
Here you are, go. Fiona, Phoebe.
Phoebe.
How many horny people? Ready, Phoebe. How many horny people are at weddings? On average.
How many people at the wedding?
Will you shut up? How many horny people are at weddings? On average, this many guests hook up with other guests.
You asked this question.
No, has he?
Yep.
I don't know that you have.
I haven't. I can't remember this. Okay. How many horny people are at weddings? On average, this many guests hook up with other guests at weddings. A, 5%. B, 40%, C, 55%, and D, 20%.
I don't think you've asked this.
Yep.
I've never asked this before. It's news to me. Okay, how many do you think would hook up out of the guest list, percentage-wise, with one
20.
Another? 20. Okay.
What I'm going low.
Well, I would have said 5%, if anything.
You would have said
that
because you're reading the question. No.
Well, the answer is D, smart ass. So you're both right. 20% of
Because you've asked the question before. That's why I knew.
And
ask another one now for the people at home.
This is categorically correct. What food is guaranteed to lose your sex drive? What food is guaranteed to lose your sex drive?
Onions?
No, wedding cake.
Just
a
such a
2014 study proved beer goggles are the real thing. And the impairment can make people think these are better looking than they really are. You got that? A 2014 study proved beer goggles are a real thing.
The enjoyment is you reading the question. You know that, don't you?
A, pictures of dogs. B, pictures of loved ones. C, pictures of landscapes. And D, pictures of themselves. A study in 2014 proved beer goggles are a real thing, and the impairment can make people think these things are better looking than they really are.
D.
D, pictures of themselves.
Loved ones.
And
only have a slab. And
you said the loved ones. Well, the answer is C, pictures of landscapes.
That what? Is absolute
That's
shit.
That's a Donald. Rubbish. One that more. That was a rubbish one to end on.
God, Strummy, you've tamed them down, landscapes.
Of course I've tamed them down, because Fiona Byrne is threatening to tune out. The chances of this happening twice in your life are better than the chances of being elected president. This is a it's an American car. It's an American game. So, president of America. The chances of this happening twice in your life are better than the chances of being elected president.
Yep.
A, catching a foul ball at an MLB game. What? Yeah. Foul ball, that's Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
catching a foul ball at a Major League Baseball game.
Is that
game?
F-O-W-L?
What?
How do you spell foul?
F-O-U-L.
F-O-U-L.
Thank you, Robert.
Winning the lottery, B, being hit by a car, and D, struck by lightning.
All of them.
The chances of this happening twice in your life are better than the chances of being
a president are bugger all, right?
Right.
So I would have thought that all of those, you've got a better chance of doing two.
No,
the
lightning's things. Out. What's the other one?
No, don't rule out lightning.
Okay. What were the other two?
Being hit by a car.
Oh, no, that's obvious.
It's got to be done twice, don't forget.
Yeah, winning the lottery.
I know a bloke who's won it twice, so do you.
Yeah, I do too.
Catching a foul ball at an MLB game. So what is the answer? Being struck by lightning, being hit by a car, winning the lottery, or catching a foul ball?
Well, given I know a bloke that's won lottery twice, I'm going to go with the lottery.
And lottery.
Could you answer me this question, Don? Why a foul ball? Because it goes behind you, does it, or what?
Foul ball goes to the left or right.
So why
of the diamond?
Why not just say a ball hit into the outer?
Oh, I don't be panicky. This, jeez, I tell you.
Well, what's a why a foul ball?
Don't worry about it.
The other option would be to hit.
It's a hound home run, isn't it?
Home run,
straight down the ground.
Not straight down the ground. Oh, it goes
a bit of an angle, but inside the diamond. Anyway, don't be panicky. What's your answer?
I'm going lightning. Was that what?
Well done, Johnny. You take first prize. D is the answer, getting struck by lightning.
Well, it's exactly, Don. How obvious is that?
Well done. Wind it up. Hit that button.
All right. Well, did you bring anything to the table with sport, Don? I don't ask you to do much, and you didn't pay. You
Where's
paid attention today.
Oh, anything else you'd like to compliment? Positive feedback.
You were late.
We got our guests coming in for
next
interview.
Week when I ring.
There's three of them coming in.
Okay, next week.
Four.
Who's the woman? Who's the person she's with the long hair? I presume she's a woman.
Next week, come on. What were you going to say?
Go on.
Next week when I ring, try and work on your telephone manner. You say goodbye when you hang up.
Oh, it's an old chestnut, that, Don. You only ring seven times a day, so what would I say?
Well, why don't you do something about it?
Rocket, anything else? Well, come on, finish on something. Finish on something about sport.
I want to know about the meeting last week.
Oh, yeah, the meeting. We went and saw the solicitors.
How was he, Don?
Ooh.
Were you embarrassed?
Oh, I thought I was soft. I thought
you were soft.
Just hang on. I thought I was pointing. I thought I'd just be nice.
Oh.
And I came in first. Holy hell, did he come in second? I thought they'd pack up and go.
I was hoping, Don, you would do something.
I thought they got the message.
You're like a pussycat.
I thought they got the message, but geez, I had the message after you finished.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Because you ain't treating me right. Come back again.